It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries.
It has been 151 days since I relocated to Turkana Farms and 126 days since my last and only bulletin. Your guest is as good as mine. Time certainly flies, but paradoxically seems to pass over a lifetime in our pandemic sad realities. I am still a lucky man. Mark has been a lifesaver for having let me stay with him. His generosity provided me security and a somewhat normal life that I would have been difficult to find in the city during spring and summer times. But it is time to go back to my things and reclaim my urban space. I have a bon enfant way of thinking, believing that one's action in a collectivity has the power to restore communities' stability and well-being. It takes certainly a village to do so, but a village of valiant souls ready to partake in what needs to be done. Roger Cohen is odd to the city, a bit of our relief, I forgive you, New York, that was published in the New York Times on April 24th, 2020, wrote it well. Being a New Yorker, I was in a hurry. I was forgetful. You get that. Please forgive me. Please forgive us all. I'll throw in the pigeons. Forgive you for every one of those awful birds. Just come back. Just return, please. I know we can make a deal. The folks in Germantown have probably felt a soupçon of my presence over the past 5 months with my shopping sprees on Main Street or my talking to the dead at the Viewmont Cemetery when walking my dog Lily. I have also biked around in my Canadian roots red t-shirt and was fortunate enough to have been stopped once because of it by a lovely expatriated Canuck who was particularly touched, confinement introspection obliges, by her unexpected compatriot encounter. It is obviously on Lasher Avenue that my footprints will be leaving most of my imprints, with alongside visions of me mowing the farm's front lawn or running after the sheep. The people of this town, I have not met many, but certainly sensed most of them through our proximity. Haven't we had shared the same blue sky, the refreshing but rare raindrops, the strong winds? We are all one tough New York force. I will miss us, with all the strange familiar anonymousness it carries. And yes, it is nerve-wracking to leave behind the soothing, therapeutic, and down-to-earthness of farm life. I cherish this place and its offerings as they have been instrumental to keeping my sanity that I have taken for granted before COVID-19. My love affair with the animals cannot be described in words, but perhaps compared to the transfixed gaze of a child on an Edwin Landseer painting. I have learned humility from the Turkana flocks, broods, clocks, and passels, that my impromptu presence had everything and nothing to do with their survival. I have not been of much help with the vegetable garden and will suffer from it in the months to come when faced with city concrete, steel, and asphalt. In repentance, blackberries, currants, and gooseberries were picked as if we were paid by the Casso. Well, beside my moving back to the city for which I place great hope of regaining normalcy, I am also consoled as Lily, by the fact that I will be coming back to Turkana Farms for a shorter visit. I wish them to be numerous, as the life here with Mark has also established a solid sense of normal.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.